Good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? How are you guys doing? Happy Saturday. We are starting with our day. And you know how we're starting with our day. We are starting with nice and mellow, nice and sweet. You are wonderful. Hello to you. Hello, my baby. Hello, my sweetheart. Hello, my honey. Hello, ha.
This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down, still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. Still, I feel lucky to have ever even shared a single page. Even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change, and all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear you saying, "Remember, I gotta give it time, give it time." To the wounds are healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right of death, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never known. And now I hold you down. See how
you love me is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in, for the way you held me down. I'll never understand. No matter what role we chose, no matter the highs and lows, need to let you know to count on me. I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. I'm wondering now, I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. Still love, it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. Still love, it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. Still love.
One last time I get to see your face, knowing you won't take your love away. Looking over your body, telling you to give me a sign. Standing right here waiting on you to open your eyes. Oh, could this be the last time that I get to hold your hand? I'm breaking down, I hear you telling me to be a man. You know I wish you it all too. How could you leave me alone? I'm going far away, cause without you there's no home. Oh, so tell me, what do? I
I'm nothing without you. Tell me, what do I do? I'm nothing without you.
I see your face every time I close my eyes. I feel you with me when I cry at night. I'm holding on, I'm about to lose my mind. Can you help me? I hear your voice every time the crowd clears out. I'm on the stage, but I'm stalling out. I'm in the deep end, I'm sinking now. Can you save me? Oh. Feeling all this pain inside, I need something that can heal me. Girl, my heart is getting cold, baby, can you hold me? Oh, and don't let go. Oh, baby, hold me close. I don't know where to go, cause without you, there's no hope. Oh, oh, oh. So tell me, what do I do? Nothing without you.
I'm going to be featured on this song. Let's go.
What jelly wami me long in them bows and my pay? If I tell in no time, no way. Well, sometimes no mago kelly. What jelly me long in them bows and my pay?
You don't have to rush it, baby. No tando.
Down low, I'm standing in more. Oh no, down you got toes on my mind.
I know I ain't perfect, but you know I'm still gonna try. No matter what they throw my way, you know I'm still gonna fight. Even when it all went, I still did you right. I know that you went in the wrong, but I'm still gonna ride for you. How you leave me deep in the dark when I gave you light? That you put the blame on me, threw away my pride. It could be a million miles, but I'm still gonna slide for you. You already know I need you by my side.
Won't you stay?
Won't you stay?
Won't you stand by me?
I just need a little more
time. I just need a little more time with you. Promise that you'll stand by me. Oh, won't you stay? Won't you stay by me?
I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you. Promise that you'll stand by me.
Did a lot of things I ain't want to. I don't want to lose my soul. I would lose a shot, couldn't see you through. Walk around with both eyes closed. If I say I'm standing for you, you know that I'm standing
ten toes.
Even when they told me not to,
I put my pride is closed.
When
we get broke down.
Now every time I look for you,
it's like you're not around.
Still I don't see no loss.
I did everything from the heart.
If you lean on me,
I promise that you won't fall.
Won't you stand?
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you. Promise that you'll stand by me. Won't you stand?
Won't you stand?
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you. Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you. Promise that you'll stand by me.
Won't you stand?
Won't you stand by me? I just need a little more time. I just need a little more time with you. Promise that you'll stand by me.
I just need a little more time. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Happy Saturday to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I was thinking maybe we're just going to ride the wave and we're just going to go with the flow. And I was thinking, right, maybe just maybe what we need to talk about is surviving trauma. How are we going to talk about surviving trauma? We're going to talk about it by Dia. Eh? I think that if we can talk about it, if we can do the work physically, and if we can do the work mentally, right, then maybe, just maybe, we'll be de-traumatized by the time anybody can see us for real. Because imagine you being a traumatized president, ow, traumatized CEO, ow, traumatized mom, ow, traumatized father. Ow, traumatized employee, traumatized car load, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, today we had tragic news in the morning. In the wee hours of the morning, around 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we had an accident on the side of Mariental. There were 11 of our correctional members passed away. They lost their lives. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it should be three of the NAMPO employees or members that also lost their lives. In total, it was a head-on collision between the two vehicles of the two facilities, right? And sadly, we lost some of our members that side. So I would like for those that are grieving and mourning and going through the shock and the panic, because I think that there's no death that is easy. But a collective like that, a loss like that to the protection facilities, it is a blow to us. And my condolences to everybody. And shoo, what a Saturday, because my sister is in the correctional facility, and she gave me the news this morning, and she's devastated, because these are people that came with her from they are part of her intake, and it's just members, you know. It's sad. It's really, really sad. All right. So I think we are going to talk about surviving trauma. How are we going to survive trauma when we don't even know that we are traumatized? Sometimes, right, we don't know why we have emotional outbursts. We don't know why we are hypervigilant. We don't know why everything has to be scrutinized. And I think the toughest thing to happen is living in the same environment with somebody that has done trauma to you or has traumatized you in one way or another. I think that is the hardest thing, not necessarily for you, the survivor, but for the person that is watching you heal and watching you survive. I think that one is so difficult, because a person's heart is an island, right? It's an island on its own, and you don't know what they're looking at. You don't know how you don't know most of the things that they are looking at. They're scrutinizing, they're checking. And when you end in hot water, right, it becomes so much work. And I believe that it's not to say that we, the survivors, or we, the impactors, right, are trying to make anybody suffer. I think it's really just a conscious decision to still stay, a conscious decision to still be in that environment, and then a conscious decision to allow it, right, to heal. Because when you have a broken arm, right, you don't open your cast every day to check how far is this healing. It's taking long. You really honestly just have to wait until you go back to the doctor's visit and the doctor gives you that go ahead. Sometimes you stay in a cast for 2 months because your bones are just not healing as fast, and things are not going back together as fast as you would hope them to be. And sometimes the healing is a lot faster because of maybe the environment and how you are taking care of the body and how old you are, and all of this plays a role. But I think that this is a conversation that is worth having, because I think that many of us are living within our environments that have somewhere, somehow, bruised us and injured us. And I was listening to an audiobook about the audiobook is a phenomenal, it's a phenomenal book. There's a written copy, and then there's the audio copy for us people that like to listen and not read, because Cause also, I want to do other things while I'm listening. It is The Body Keeps Count, right? The Body Keeps Score. It's basically, telling us that, no matter what you have gone through, your body is like an encyclopedia or a blueprint of everything that has ever happened to you. So, that time that you got bumped on the, or you got bumped on the head by a soccer ball and you didn't think much of it. Your body still keeps that record. It still keeps that record. And sometimes, right, they have to pull out the old files to understand what is happening to you right now. Have you ever gone through something and you didn't think that it was a big thing up until a couple of years later, where you are now in a situation and the reason is because of that thing that happened a couple of years ago? So maybe you were dropped as a baby, right? And now you are in school and everybody is like, ah, no, the teachers are like, maybe you need to go to a special school, or maybe you need to go to a school that has more attention for people like yourself. But this whole time you didn't know that because of that dropping the baby incident is what caused you to be a little bit less advantaged.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Buy 2 times Rhodes 1 liter 100% fruit juice for only $49.99. 2 times 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $139.99 with Smart Buy. 400 ml Vaseline body cream or lotion for $44.99. And 2 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for only $54.99 with Smart Buy. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
We ran our course, no more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And I will hold you down, still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down, still love. I feel lucky to have ever even shared a single page. Even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change. And all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear saying, remember, I gotta give it time to the wounds I healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right or damn, no, yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never known. And I will hold you down. Still love, still love.
Is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in. For the way you held me down, I'll never understand. No matter what wrong we chose, no matter the highs and lows, need to let you know to count on me. I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it. Guess we ran out. I'm wondering now. I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages. But on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down.
Still love, still love.
No longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through. So I will hold you down. And they no longer serve me. Guess we both.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is officially our song, ne? This is officially you and I song, eh? So it is Nana Fofi featuring Friday with two Y's, and it is Still Love. Please, this is our song, ne? We will get tired of this song. Hello.
For a different pages, but our both lovers never lost, and I will hold you down. Still love,
still love. Is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me
in.
For the way you held me down,
I will never understand.
No matter what wrong with you.
Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about surviving trauma. Now, this man here, he says, for the way you let me in and the way you held me down, I would never understand. Now, being held down, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody that is riding with you and going through the motions with you and not letting you down. Now, some people can't understand that other people are capable of this and they do appreciate it, you know, but they don't know exactly how much it takes from another person to be able to hold another person down. Because it's an intentional case, right? It's an intentional choice, and you chose this because most of us have, all of us, there's no person in this world that does not have the option of walking away from a bad situation, whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your colleague, whether it's your employer, whether it's your employees. Everybody, all of us, have the ability to walk away. And some people don't walk away. Now, that is the holding down that we're talking about, which I could never understand that. Do you know why some people could never understand that? Because if it was them, they would have walked away. And that's the thing, right? I can tolerate your insecurities, but you are incapable of tolerating my insecurities, because that's above my pay grade. That's below my pay grade. I cannot tolerate you, but I'm thankful for you tolerating me. And it's a decision. Nobody can be held accountable for not wanting to stay with something that's still going through its reform process, you know, still going through its reform process, still going through metamorphosis, still changing and still evolving to something better. And if you don't want to stay through that, right, it is absolutely your choice. But for those that do, get your flowers. For those that do stay through somebody else's metamorphosis, hoping for the best one day, right? Congratulations to you. I take off my hat, and it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task. It's not something that everybody is capable of, but it also just depends on what you think you can tolerate, what you think you can go through, what you think is as much as you can take. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to decipher these songs today.
Amen. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in, for the way you held me down. I'll never understand. No matter what wrong we chose, no matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know, to count on me, I'm here for you. Now that the pages turned, we both had to learn. Don't gotta say too much, there ain't no bad blood, it's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. I'm wondering now, I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but our both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. Still love. It no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down. Still love. It no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down. Still love.
Thank you. never been one to ask for help. I need a mountain move to move myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. 'Cause every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Every heartbreak trail, when all hope failed, on the highway to hell, I prayed for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I prayed for you. For someone to love me like you do. Graceful eyes to see me through. Smile that steals me, a heart that heals me, a touch that kills me too. Baby, you're perfect. I guess the good Lord heard it. Every tail light fade in the goodbye rain. Girl, even today I pray for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I pray for you. I pray for you.
Cryptocurrency investing, when approached with
Whoa. Ananda Paturu, Forex page, Angie. Hello, hello, my beloved. How you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we're having this Saturday where we are just going to be, we're going to be asking for beautiful things. We're going to be doing nice things, but we're also going to be talking about surviving trauma, healing from trauma, and how to assist one another in the process. Well, first of all, we're starting with, the idea behind surviving trauma. And the idea that we have behind surviving trauma is something that is traumatic, happens to you over a short period of time or a long period of time. Now, there are two types. There's PTSD, which is something traumatic that happens to you over a short period of time, but it is so big that you have nightmares afterwards. You have personality changes, character changes because of the impact of that traumatic experience. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. So that one in itself comes from, that one in itself is caused, or people that have it are people that have been to war, you know, because war is not, I almost said war is not a one-time thing. But war in itself is an ordeal that happens over a period of time, right? It could be a long period of time where you are in the trenches and you're fighting, but there is a cause. It is war that we are fighting, eh? Or it could be a car accident, because a car accident is not something that you relive every day. And with war, you don't relive the same thing every day. It's not every day like a routine. Oh, every day we're going to get shot at 3 o'clock. And every day we are going to slaughter people at 5 o'clock. It's not a routine. So that's why it's under post-traumatic stress. And then there's PTSD. That one is it compulsive? It's a C. Yeah. Okay. So that one is when you are in a traumatic experience for a long period of time. So the trauma keeps reliving and coming back and coming back. And this usually happens like maybe from sexual violation for years. Like you've been molested for like 10 years by a cousin or uncle, father or mother or whoever has been doing it. Usually people like that have, CPSD. And, it is over a long period of time until that abnormal becomes your normal, because it becomes your reality. And that is what also traumatic experiences cause, these two ailments over here. Now, there's a definition.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2 liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750 ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Life without you, even though crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, no, no. In case you didn't know, oh, oh,
shined up with a shade of blue. I like the black cherry alligator pointed toe. I wear them out till there's holes on the outsole. They go at everything, I take them everywhere. Little mama came with a man, but she still staring. Damn, I probably don't need no more. But the second I walk through the door, I tell them, give me two packs of Luke KC's, all white shirt and some Vuka jeans. I go all night, stomping to the beat. I just gotta check, blew it all on my feet. Like, oh, 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 ain't shit you can
stuff for church. I need stuff for getting down dirty in the dirt. So I take them Badlands, I take them high planes. The way they sitting, buddy, you can tell they handmade. They guard everything, I take them everywhere. No shawty came with a man, but she still staring. Damn, I probably don't need no more. But the second I walk through the door, I tell them, give me two pairs of Luke Casey's, all white shirt and some blue cut jeans. I go all night, striding to the beat. I just gotta check, Lord, all on my feet. Like, oh, 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 ain't shit you can tell me. I feel like Nelly. Give me two pairs of Luke Casey's, all white shirt and some blue cut jeans. Yeah.
How about a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon where we're going to be talking about your life, darling. We're going to be talking about your life, my life, everybody's lives. And if they acknowledge it or they don't acknowledge it, we don't really mind as long as we are putting it out there. As long as we're doing the good Lord's work, right? That's the whole idea. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about surviving trauma. We're talking about how to survive when it happened, how it happened. And maybe, just maybe, right? We can actually be in better graces. We can be in better books. We can be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves, towards other people, towards the world in general. And, you know, there's a song, by Maren. Yes, Maren Maurice that talks about the bones. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter, right? And that is exactly how I would like for us to view trauma, because it's not that you're broken, and even if you're broken, as long as you're alive, you're fine, right? It's not that you're broken, you're just injured. And this injury can heal, but you need to take the correct medication. As long as you are there, yeah, then that means the bones are good. And the flesh is the one that suffered a little bit, but we are going to heal that. We're going to heal the mind. We're going to heal the body, and somewhere, somehow, we're going to be okay as long as we talk about it, we live it, and we finish it. And being a trauma survivor doesn't necessarily mean that you have to relive the traumatic experience. It just means that acknowledging that it happened is the biggest step that you could ever take for yourself.
The hard times, we took a hard left, but we're alright.
Yeah,
life sure can try to put love through it, but
we do
this right. So nothing we're gonna move when the bones are good. The rest don't matter.
The pain could peel, the glass could shatter.
Let it break. And the same
when there ain't a crack
in the foundation.
Baby, I know when it's gone with peace, and we'll come right over while we stay put.
The house don't fall when the bones are good.
Call it dumb luck, but baby, you. Always go.
still standing. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it break.
Get your monthly essential products for just 599 Namibian dollars at USA. 10 kilograms each of sugar cane white sugar, top score super maize meal, and the Buck Prophet cook flour. Also 5 kilos rice cane as well as 500 grams pasta cane pasta. All 5 products for only 599 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at USA.
Screamed in the kitchen. I turn the music up, get high and try not to listen to every little fight. Cause neither one was right. I swore I'd never be like them. But I was just a kid back then. The older I get, the more that I see. My parents aren't heroes, they're just like me. And loving is hard, it don't always work. You just try your best not to get hurt. I used to be mad, but now I know. Sometimes it's better to let someone go. It just hadn't hit me yet. The older I get, I used to wonder why they could never be happy. I used to close my eyes and pray for a whole nother family where everything was fine. One that felt like mine. I swore I'd never be like them. But I was just a kid back then. The older I get, the more that I see. My parents aren't heroes, they're just like me. And loving is hard, it don't always work. You just try your best not to get hurt. I used to be mad, but now I know. Sometimes it's better to let someone go. It just hadn't hit me yet. The older I get. The older I get, the more that I see. My parents aren't heroes, they're just like me. And loving is hard, it don't always work. You just try your best not to get hurt. I used to be mad, but now I know. Sometimes it's better to let someone go. It just hadn't hit me yet. The older I get. Thank you.
said, bartender, I need one shot whiskey, two shots of pain and a dash of some memory. With life's lemons, I made lemonade. Does it still taste the same if I mix it with some Hennessy? Dreams of being young and unafraid, but I love somebody and it drained all my energy. Ooh, and I thought that love was magnificent. I remember being 7 years old, thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? What if I wake up alone? Maybe I'm sick and tired, or maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe I'm just getting older. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, bartender, happily ever after. Why don't I see it happening? Yeah, bartender, have you ever been in love with someone but terrified of settling? Remember I was young and behaved, but I hurt somebody and I couldn't find a remedy. And I thought that love was like the sea. I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 29, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promise, you made me this way, I swear, I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence? Say the older you get, or the wiser you are. I should be wiser by far, but I feel more like a child now. Ooh. Heaven knows I'm a mess. Ooh, but there's still some time. Yeah, there's a sunshine inside of this hour.
I was good for you, you were bad for me. I was solid grounds, you were broken wings. I gave you love, you gave me pain. You gave me hell, I gave you grace. I was good for you, you were bad for me. So thank you.
Wish I could hate you. It sure made things easier, but that ain't changing what we're not and what we were. No, I gave you love, you gave me pain, you gave me health, I gave you grace. So do I still wish you call me, call me? Call me, call me. Why do I still pray you care? I was blind to what I didn't want to see, and I knew all along that you were gonna need. So why do I still wish you'd miss me?
All right, one last song before we dive into our little lives of survival.
Dale kubuhlungu, dale kubuhlungu, dale. Your friends told me that you moved on. Baby, when I had hopes that you would still come back to me. See, looking season don't see right. But then my baby, what the hell was I thinking? Go baby, who is superstar, my baby? And I was your fan, running after you. Oh my baby, I hope that he could give you the peace that I couldn't. Hope that he could love you the way that you need it. And I wish you well, I'm happy as long as you happy. Baby, don't mind my tears, man, I need a two lights. I'll pick myself up and sold you on. But it's okay, we gave it all we could. But don't just stand with me, cool, baby, and move on. Go bagulula, wagulula, for you to move on. I just hope one day I'll move on too. Wala gulula, wala gulula, for you to move on. I just hope one day I'll move on too. Oh, mina ngizamile kaningi, kaningi ngiyahluleka. Kwezothando ngiyahluleka, cela unginika amanzi ngiyaquleka. Yeah, yeah. Oh, mina ngizamile kaningi, kaningi ngiyahluleka. Kwezothando ngiyahluleka, cela unginika amanzi ngiyaquleka. Okokugcina
Alright, alright. Let's get. Ay, ay.
Sago peli ya, Gatali. Ngago bonaga. Sago peli ya, Gatali. Sago peli ya, Gatali. Ngago bonaga. Sago peli ya, Gatali.
Good afternoon. So, surviving a traumatic event. When a traumatic event occurs, surviving the event may depend on training, experience, or fast reactions. It may also come down to where you happen to be in relation to the danger as the event unfolds. It may also come to that, right? If you have survived a traumatic event, whether you were injured or physically harmed, it is important for us to recognize that trauma also caused by emotional hella English. All right. It is also important for us to recognize that trauma also causes emotional harm. Survival of okay, let's take a breather with that, eh? Shashi, no, whoa, eh? Better, I'm reading too fast. I'm not really catching my breath here, and I'm not really giving it the way I want to give it. Survival is often associated with complex emotional reactions that cause distress and make it hard to resume everyday life after the event. These are known as survivor reactions. So survivor reactions are the emotional reactions that we have after a traumatic traumatic experience that make it hard for us to go through our day-to-day lives as we used to. Now, what are the common survivor reactions to a traumatic experience or event? You could be feeling a numb or common emotional responses as a survivor of a traumatic event. 1, guilt and self-blame. Feeling that somehow your survival is at the expense of those who died or were injured could be a survival reaction. It could be an emotional reaction to surviving. So an emotional reaction to surviving, and this is now for the event of something like a bomb, a car accident, a boating accident. And I think that in our country, a number of us have been in car accidents before, and this is most probably the emotion that comes with surviving a car accident, especially in the event that somebody passed away. You might feel guilt and you might self-blame because you feel that somewhere, somehow, you were not supposed to survive, and you survived at the expense of other people, and so forth. So it is not that this is the case. It's not that this is true. It is just something that you are feeling because of what has happened to you. So you might be feeling guilty, maybe in an event that you were the driver or something, or you the one that caused the crash. They would be that guilt and that self-blame, and then another set of guilt and self-blame that comes with actually unaliving other people. So you might have two sets of guilt. You know, you feel guilty for pulling the handbrake. There was it last year? I think it was last year. Last year on the 5th of October, when like just childlike, which are woo, a Saturday, it's my birthday, and we took a little bit longer here in studio. So we took a little bit longer here in studio. I was still playing birthday songs. Imagine it was a Friday. The 4th was a Friday. And then Andi Sakarane into my birthday, which was the 5th. And I spent like a little while here before I finally headed home, right? And on our way home, we ran into an accident that happened. So what had happened was that the couple was fighting. So they were arguing in the car. Now, I don't know, right? I think that people that use cars as modes of fighting are very unstable people. I feel like if you are emotional, don't drive, because when an accident happens with a car, you die. When anything happens with a car, you die. And also, you kill the other person. You kill other people. So, can we refrain maybe from touching steering wheels and driving into traffic, or driving fast and reckless, or pulling handbrakes? Can we refrain from that? Yeah? Because at the end of the day, no matter what your little car emotion is here, it passes. And the wound that you have in your life, it doesn't pass. The fact that you have now been a contributing factor to somebody's death, it doesn't go away. It could be that the other person is speeding, right? And you pull the handbrake because you're like, stop! Yeah, you pull the handbrake, and then the car spins, and then the person that dies, is you. Then what? I feel like you guys must stop playing with cars, please. If you guys are going to be arguing, put the car. It's better to argue in a stationary car. It's in a stationary vehicle, than a moving vehicle, because nobody's focusing and nobody's paying attention on the road, isn't it? And also just learning to keep quiet, or learning to talk in a calm voice, even if you're insulting the person, at least insult them calmly, you know, like, So on this day, that was now my birthday, we found a car accident there. I don't know if it was a Golf or a Polo, because to me, in my eyes, they all look the same. Yeah, they all look the same. Volkswagen, they all just look the same. They just have the same shape. Whether it's a City Golf, it also just looks the same as all the other Golfs that came out. It's only that this one has more edges. Edge control. So we got there, and at the scene, there was a girl that was laying outside of the car, and on the inside of the car, there was a man and he was basically deceased, right? And this was now the event. I'm using this example because we can identify which are where exactly, we can place this, this survivor's reaction, you know, common reactions, survivor's reaction, and also the guilt that comes with it. So this girl is feeling guilty for pulling the handbrake, right? Because also, for starters, he was not even driving fast. He was not driving fast like the type of speed where you are mad or you are scared because the person is speeding. It was just him driving the normal, I don't know if it's 120 there, but he was driving normal, and she's the one that had an impulsive decision to pull the handbrake, and then he died. So the guilt that would be there is surviving and the other person didn't survive, and then pulling the handbrake. So this is like double trouble. And then the self-blame would be that, why did I pull the handbrake, or why didn't I just keep quiet, or why didn't I just allow us to get home? I should have done this. I should have just kept quiet. I should have not pulled the handbrake. I should have not what? And those are normal and common reactions. After you survive a traumatic event. Because also, it's not just that the car bumped a tree and then it stood still. It is the fact that the impact that was there was so big that it killed another person. So that is in a nutshell. And it could also be that you guys were going to Grootfontein with your friends and you invited everybody, and then a kudu came and then it just stayed out of control, and then there was an oncoming vehicle, and then bam, 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 bam. And then you survive, and then everybody in your car or everybody in your vehicle passes away. You can also have a sense of guilt and self-blame there, where you feel guilty for inviting people to their deaths, you know? It is bad, but I want you guys to understand, how bad it actually is. Especially there by driving. I want you guys to understand. You guys are drinking. You guys are drinking and driving. You guys are impaired. Last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, we are looking downstairs. There is a man that is being arrested by city police, the traffic. Better, he tried to run away when he tried to run away from traffic somewhere. And then he was caught there in our street. And then the police officer was like, no, come. And then he took a breathalyzer and it was just a whole mess. Then the other police officer had to get into his car and then drive the car back because he was going to be arrested there in Ochongise. And he's drunk. And at this point, right, if you are a millionaire out there and you're spending your Saturday listening to me and you are thinking like, I got like 20 million. I got $20 million and I don't know what to do with it. I would say that please approach these car manufacturers, for them to install breathalyzers within the car so that the car is not driven by drunk people. Because that thing, It is killing us, man. Drinking and driving is killing us. So that's number one. And number two of the survivor reactions, common survivor reactions, it's reactions to emotions that you are feeling. It's just reactions because something happened to you and you are reacting. It's like you put on cream and then Kanti, your skin is allergic to it. So now your skin is reacting. It is that reaction that we are talking about within ourselves as people. So part of the reactions that you might have as a survivor, right, is unworthiness. And you might be thinking like, but yeah, why would I feel unworthy? You might feel unworthy in any single circumstance. Like for real. It doesn't mean that, it's only unworthy when somebody beats you, or it's only unworthy when somebody injures you, or it's only unworthy. In any traumatic experience, mostly unworthiness pops up within your emotions, within yourself, within your survival reactions. It is a part of it. Feeling unworthy. Now you might feel, you might be the one that is being abused, right? And somewhere, somehow, you will feel, You know the truth. You know that you didn't do anything. You know that you are a good person. You know that the person is just having a problem. You know that the person is just bad, right? But there's still something inside you that would make you think and feel, right? That maybe they do the things that they do to me because I'm not worthy of good things. And that one is, it couldn't be further from the truth. It is not true. You are worthy. The people are just bad. But we like to carry problems that are not ours. And we like to carry projects that are not ours. Because I think that the reason we like other kinds of projects is because we are terrified of our own lives as a project. So we leave our lives over there so that we can go and work on other people's problems and then never actually fix our own, because it's easier to fix other things than to fix our own. Feeling that people should be spared because they are special, good, worthy, or have some special gift, and feeling that those conditions don't apply to you. So this is you thinking that people should have survived. Like Joanne should have survived because she was such a good artist, and Jeremiah should have survived because he was such a good person, and who was the one that was supposed to survive because he even has kids. And then you say things like, I have nothing, so I could have went. That is now you. I think that mostly what we are putting out here is the traumatic event of a car accident, for example, or a traumatic experience from an accident or from a great loss of a collective of people, for example. That's why you can say that others should have, you know, they should have survived. Instead, like, that guy that came to rob us should have stabbed and killed me and not stabbed and killed the other person, because the other person was a young mom, the other person was about to graduate, and the other person was what? You mention or you think about all the things that they were on the verge of achieving, and you don't think that you are worthy enough to still be here, to have survived, because maybe you are not doing anything that is remotely close to the things that they were doing. But all our times are written. All our times are written. All our experiences are written. It's not up to you to decide if you are worthy or not. You survived. Okay. And then also the third one is, I should not have survived, which is feeling that you should have died along with the others or should not be alive, making you feel unable to resume your old life. Because now, how do you resume your old life when all your friends passed away? You understand? So that feeling in itself, those are feelings that you will definitely get. And then there is number four, loss of connection to your old life. Like you just don't know how to fall back into it. Maybe you're a person that used to dance, you know, for exercise purposes. You used to take walks, you used to vlog, you used to, you know, you used to visit, you used to be bubbly. How do you go back to that after you have just you've just gone through this? And then number five would be disorientation, the feeling of not knowing what it all means, as you have never been in a similar experience or situation where you are just disoriented in your whole entire life, because everything, like literally everything, is so new to you. It's not your life. And imagine, for example, you lose somebody that you used to a lover, for example, a partner, for example, that you have been with maybe for 4 to 5 years, and all of a sudden now you have to be here and they are not here. I remember this disorientation happened to me as well, because it was my father's death was so sudden. I didn't even know he was sick. I didn't know he was in the hospital. Nothing. I just got a call. Could you know he had a heart attack yesterday and he was operated and he died, you know? So, even when I got to the hospital, it was more of, I think I was so disassociated, right? That I was on autopilot. I just did what I had to do. And even the day that I was called, I was with my friend Hafeni. I was with my friend Hafeni and we went to the hospital together. And you see, this one is my closest friend, that one. So even when I walked in there, it's more like I was watching myself walk into the place and console and ask questions and then, go home. I basically just said, okay, you know, okay, I understand. Thank you for telling me. And I basically left and I got home and I was just in so much shock and I was disoriented. I was just out there. And now I think that, with going to the funeral and with all of it, it was so traumatic. It was so traumatic for me that, immediately afterwards, after his funeral and his burial and stuff, I came back and I needed to take legal action or I needed legal advice. Now, we all know that my dad was an advocate, right? Or a lawyer. My dad was a lawyer. So automatically, right? This was my go-to person. Automatically, what I did is I picked up the phone and I called my dad. And it took me like calling three times to comprehend, ne, that if the phone gets picked up on the other side, because I don't know, his number was still on. I don't know, maybe trying to embezzle funds. I'm not accusing anyone, but if the shoe fits, his number was still on, but it was not being picked up. So it took me like three times, like there, it rings, and then it goes to voicemail. It rings, then it goes to voicemail. Rings, then it goes to voicemail. I called three times. It took me the third call for me to realize that the person that I'm asking for legal advice from is the person that I'm asking the legal advice for. It is his situation that is causing me to have legal issues that I have to ask him for legal advice. It was a mess. I think that was the day that I officially like broke down and it was that realization. Like I was so disoriented for a while that I was like, oh, let me just call my dad, you know, and all of a sudden I just started talking about him so much, like he's coming now, you know, like, oh, like, yeah, my dad, hey. And it was a lot, you know. So that disorientation, absolutely fathom it. And then, moving on to number six, anger and blame towards others. Others, not yourself, others. There is often a preoccupation with those faulted. There's often a preoccupation with those whose fault it was and strong feelings of anger and blame towards them or emergency services, the government or other authorities. These feelings may prevent acceptance of the event and cause ongoing distress. So what happens is that we become angry. So I've noticed that, I wouldn't say good, you know, but maybe I must just give myself my flowers for this bad thing that I know how to do. I'm relatively good at grieving. Yeah. I've noticed this. I'm relatively good at grieving because, I allow all the stages. I don't pretend. I'm angry. First of all, I'm in shock and then disoriented and then I cry and then I start the blame game. And then after the blame game, then I find the part where I'm accepting of the situation as it is. And then I get to the part where I'm over it and I'm okay. And then I can just remember you as peacefully as any other human being that once existed. So with me, with my anger, I go all out. The amount of love and laughter I have inside my heart is the amount of hate and rage and anger anger that I have in my heart as well. So I'm balanced, right? I've got a lot of love and I've got a lot of anger. I've got a lot of compassion. Then I've got a lot of hate. Then I've got a lot of compromise. Then I've got a lot of selfishness. I've got a lot of it. So the amount of love that I have is the amount of hate that I have. So, when I say I'm angry and outraged, I'm telling you, I'm angry and I'm outraged. If I could, I'll just beat you up. But I like to pride myself in knowing that your body is a temple and it is not my place to touch your body. That is a temple and I must respect your body because your body is a temple. But 90% of the time in my head, I beat you at least 10 times while you're talking. All right. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel guilt and unworthiness? Why do you feel that, why do you feel that feeling of guilt and unworthiness? Members of a community take care of each other by being considerate, polite, and abiding by social rules, even when they do not know each other. During everyday life, this bond between people sits in the background. When something goes wrong, the bond people feel for each other comes into a foreign ground. Okay? They rush to help anyone in need, regardless of whether they know them or not. They are caring and concerned, showing the undying emotional development and maturity within them. Now, this is what society does to bring us together. So that is who you are, right? You are part of this society. We all have this society of helping one another and getting through things together. And it's not necessarily as selfish as it is now, because most of us right now, we spend our time doing what? We spend our time on social media. We spend our time taking videos of dead people and circulating it on groups and circulating it where. And yeah, that's what we spend our time doing, and instead of helping people. So when something bad happens, because you come from a society, because you come from this particular society that helps and assists one another, you feel guilty that you did not assist, and then you feel unworthy because you don't feel like you are a part of the community in which you came from. So we're talking about surviving. Here we're talking about surviving a traumatic experience and how we could possibly come to a better place. But before that, let's go for a musical break and I'll be right back.
Siyazi lahla guwe, siyathoba guwe.
Beautiful, beautiful music, my dear. Ndere, whoa, 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 whoa. So we're going to listen to Sisi and Naledi.
If this is not a good place, if only I ngithole ithuba lokuxoxa nawe ngoba mama kuningi mama kuningi mama kuningi emoyeni bengiphukile nokukhanya mina ngisaboni
Alright, alright. Before we enter into our final hour, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to shine a little light on your little soul.
I used to damn those desert valleys. But now I thank you for those drops. I used to curse the walls around me, but now I see you had it figured out. And it was all working for my good. If only I knew back then what I know right now. Oh, nothing is wasted in your hands. God, you didn't forsake me, and I know you never will. Oh,
there is beauty in the ashes.
There's a peace within the storm.
Oh,
and there's a song for every season.
So don't stop singing on and on until you see the sun. It was all working for my good.
I see it now.
If only I knew back then what I know right now.
Oh,
nothing is wasted in your hands.
I know.
God, you didn't forsake me, and I know you never will.
Oh,
I know you never will.
I trust you, even when I don't see you, I still trust you. When I don't understand, I'll still lift my hands and worship in the middle of it. Oh, when I should have lost my mind,
you showed up right on time. Carry me through the valley, all the way on the other side. And when pain tried to take my joy, that's when I failed you more. Now I've got a taste to find, but you kept my heart alive.
Oh yes you did.
So we can fly, but you kept my heart alive.
When loved ones came to die, you never left my side, and you kept my heart alive. Yes, you did.
Forsaken, you declare this. I'll lift my voice and say, even in the middle of the storm, I'll say, even when I'm confused, I'll say, because I trust the God and He'll never win. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
If only I knew back then what I know right now. Nothing is wasted in your hands.
I know
that you didn't forsake, and I know you never will.
God, you didn't forsake. God, you didn't forsake. I thought you did. I know you never will. God, you did. Come on, raise that, raise that.
And I
know some of you are going through some stuff.
God, you did it for sin.
I know it's been a rough year.
And I know you never will.
But you got to sing this over your life.
God, you did it for sin.
He's with you now.
I know you never will.
You're not alone tonight.
God, you did it for sin.
You're not alone in that
room. And I know you never will.
You're not alone in
God,
that room.
You didn't for sin. Wonderful, wonderful.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurankuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Alrighty, good afternoon to you. How are you guys doing? If you have just joined us, this is Elizabeth's World, and we are talking about surviving trauma. But before that, we are most unwinding also, eh?
Don't know what road we're on. I don't know what we're heading towards, but I know my heart is all yours. All my friends tell me I'd be better off on my own, and sometimes I believe them, but I know I could never leave them. Mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you are, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the looks, the I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you know, and I let you in. Loving you is my greatest sin. You tell me to get lost and that you're done. I see it in your eyes, you wanna run. But I know, you know that I'm the only one. I could find someone who'd never make me cry, someone who'd never tell me goodbye, but I know that I would never survive. Mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you want, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the lows, the I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you knock and I let you in. Loving you is my greatest sin. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I stay. I don't know if it's worth the pain. But even when you slam the door and drive away, I still set the table for two. Baby, you know I'm waiting on you to buy me a bouquet. Tell me we're okay and that you're so, so, so. And I believe you every time, but I can't lie. These mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you want, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the lows, the I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you knock and I let you in. Loving you is my greatest sin. Loving you is my greatest sin. Love.
loving you is my greatest sin. Wrapped up, so consumed by all this hurt. If you ask me, don't know where to start. Anger, love, confusion, roads that go nowhere. I know there's somewhere better, 'cause you always take me there. Came to you with a broken face, gave me more than a hand to hold. Call before I hit the ground. Tell me I'm safe, you've got me now. Would you take the wheel if I lose control? If I'm lying here, will you take me home? Could you take her? If it helps me walk away, then it's what I need. Every minute gets easier the more you talk to me. You rationalize my darkest thoughts, yeah, you set them free. Came to you with a broken faith, gave me more than a hand to hold. Caught before I hit the ground. Tell me I'm safe, you got me now. Space will make it better and time will make it heal. I won't be lost forever and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. You say space will make it better and time will make it heal. I won't be lost forever and soon I wouldn't feel like I'm haunted or falling. Would you take the wheel if I lose control? If I'm lying here, will you take me home? Could you take it?
But will you take me home?
I'll take you home, my dear. I'll take you home, okay? I'll take you home, especially in Ngere. The situation is critical. I'll take you home. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we have talked about your reactions to trauma. So let us just go back to the very beginning. Trauma is a result of a negative event. It occurs when you are physically, emotionally, or mentally hurt by something that has happened. About 5% or 10% of people who experience trauma develop post-traumatic stress disorder, which is commonly referred to as PTSD. Examples of traumatic events include the death of someone you love, experiencing abuse, a plane or vehicle crash, an extremely difficult relationship or breakup, or a natural disaster like, for example, an earthquake, a tsunami, you know, a hurricane. That is examples. Feeling shocked, sadness, anxiety, or feeling overwhelmed by difficult life circumstances is a common response for most people. The following are symptoms people are most likely to experience if they have been traumatized. 1, difficulty sleeping or nightmares. Yeah, night terrors. Difficulty sleeping or having nightmares. Unwanted thoughts or vivid memories of the event. Hypervigilance or being on guard. Hypervigilance is you always having your shoulders up and looking around and seeing if something is going to come. For example, if a loud noise happens and you are now, you're coming from an abusive relationship where the person was always shouting and breaking things and going up. Usually when something loud, bangs, or when somebody talks extremely loud, or when somebody starts shouting, you get that feeling like, phew. Or you become, if you were robbed, for example, or somebody violated you in a violent way. Oh, not that any violation is not violent. It's violent on its own, but there is most now the assault with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. You also become hypervigilant and on guard. Difficulty managing emotions, feelings. Difficulty managing emotions, feeling intense emotions. So you don't know how to really navigate through your emotions. So it's just a mess. Difficulty concentrating or even having memory problems. Negative thoughts and beliefs about yourself or others or the world. Engaging in risky, harmful behavior. Now, risky and harmful behavior is most probably, if we put it in common times, coitus without protection, drinking and driving, starting to use narcotics, trying and experimenting on things that on a normal day, you know, you wouldn't do because it's risky. And then there's also a disassociating and a difficulty sustaining healthy relationships. It seems like everybody just moves away from you because you are aggressive, you are violent, you are very quiet, or you zone off depending on how you react to the trauma. Constant feelings of shame, guilt, and self-loathing. You're always feeling guilty and ashamed of what had happened. Difficulty trusting, aggression or irritability. Now, aggression is you being aggressive in speech. It's being aggressive in your physical body. It's being aggressive in your answers. It's being aggressive in your questions. It's just being aggressive, right? Like it's almost like if you are one of those people where people always assume that you are fighting, then you are most probably being aggressive. So maybe it's something that you need to check. And irritability. Irritability is being irritated by everything. Like, yeah, don't chew so loud. And why are you talking like that? And why are you looking at me? Why are you asking so many questions? Like everything just seems to annoy you. That's irritability. And then we have a low self-esteem. Low self-esteem where you are just, I'm a nothing. I'm like, oh no, I'm not beautiful. I'm not what. I don't look nice. Nothing about you is nice. Everything is just low. Nothing about you is nice. There's nothing about you that you can pinpoint that is nice, or you feel like that. Even though other people might tell you good things about yourself, you just don't believe it. You're like, nope, not me. Maybe you're talking about my sister or my cousin, but not me. And then, the second last one is substance abuse. Substance abuse is the biggest indicator that maybe, just maybe, right? This is a result of the trauma. We find that most of our people that have gone through traumatic experiences are heavy drinkers, heavy gamblers, heavy drug addicts, heavy, because they don't have an outlet in their lives where they can let this out and let it not be the center of their worlds. And somewhere, somehow, sometimes there is also a eating disorder. Now, the eating disorder is not necessarily to say that you stop eating because you are feeling sad or whatever. Sometimes you might even start overeating. Sometimes you might even binge eat. And sometimes you might just go above and beyond when it comes to the food. Gluttony or the lack of eating whatsoever. Maybe you just eat like people that are naked and afraid. You just eat just enough to get you by. Just enough to keep you alive, and your whole body just crumbles. Now, accepting support is essential in surviving. Accepting support is essential in healing, because unfortunately, we need experts, and we need people that know, and we need people to vent to, and to allow us to release the pain and the tension that is within us, right? Finding and welcoming support is a major part of dealing with many mental health issues. With that said, people with trauma history might struggle to receive support due to their own histories of trauma. So the histories that lay there by the trauma, it could be that because now you feel ashamed of what has happened to you, the likelihood of you not going to seek for support is very high, because you feel guilty and you feel ashamed because of what has happened to you. And it's not the same as maybe being in a car accident where somebody just came and bumped you guys. I would say that one would be a lot more easier to talk about. But there are elements of it that is hard to talk about, like why you feel guilt, why you feel shame for the car accident when it wasn't your fault. And we know it's not your fault. We know it's not our fault. But unfortunately, we can't help the way we feel. It is just a natural response. It's a natural response because of the fatalities that have happened, for example. So, but then other issues such as sexual violation, sexual harassment. I have this belief that people that have been sexually violated are the most secretive about it, because it is one of the most intimate acts that could be performed by mankind, and that was now stripped away from them. And talking about it would make it real, and that is why some people don't really go into support groups and tell the whole truth about what had happened. It is best to focus on letting them know the benefits of accepting support as a person that is most probably helping somebody go through whatever they are going through, rather than framing it as something they have to do to be willing to do. So instead of saying, "Ah, you have to be willing to do this one," you should just let them know that it is to your advantage. There are benefits in allowing support to come in. And sometimes, right, somebody might turn around and say that, "No, but you are my support. So why do I still have to go and tell other people?" And this one is a difficult one to answer without making the person that needs your support, or the person that you're trying to support, feel like you don't want to be there. So in most cases, you say that we are going to go to the support together. We're going to do the support thing together, because I will also need to know how better I can assist you in your journey. Many people with trauma histories lack safe support or even access to support. So they lack it. And also sometimes there's just no access to it. So it might turn out that much of your healing journey occurs alone or with individual therapy, or it might involve a lot of community support. Whichever route you take, it's going to take on naturally. You will have the best chance to recovering well if you are in a space of understanding what support is available to you. So you might receive support from loved ones, a support group, a therapist, or from friends or colleagues. The important part here is to get into a mindset where you understand that others may likely be able to help you and you are willing to take the help when the help is given. Are we together? Now, we need to find the correct help, right? We need to find the correct help. We can't just be loitering and lingering and hoping that our friend that has no idea, what psychology is, or no idea what therapy is, or no idea how to console you, right, is the perfect fit. You need to find the right help. You will want to find the right type of help for your situation. If therapy seems like the right step for you, you can take that specific step in also identifying people that deal with a trauma and people that are informed about trauma or trauma therapists, such as Dr. Whittaker, for example. To ensure the therapist is able to work with a trauma and provide you with the best possible service. Individual trauma focuses on psychotherapy and it is recommended all over the world, especially in PTSD and CPTSD patients or people. Aha! Talking about traumatic events might be re-traumatizing if you are experiencing emotional or visual flashbacks. So support groups are not recommended for trauma without individual trauma information and support first. So you can't go and relive your traumatic experiences because sometimes with some of these support groups, they ask what happened to you. Now, what if you talking about what had happened to you, right, is re-traumatizing you and you are reliving it, and somewhere your mind just locks you out where you disassociate and you are back in the same room where something traumatic has happened to you, then that in itself is re-traumatization and we don't recommend that. But also you must incorporate physical movement. Exercise has been shown to improve symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. In addition to directly helping you heal, exercise and physical movement also provides your body with much needed feel good chemicals like endorphins. Okay. So that's why people go to the gym. Okay. In case you are wondering why people go to the gym to also just heal from it, because they release they release a chemical in their bodies and that chemical is called endorphins. Okay. If you would love working out, that's okay. If you would love working out, that's okay. But if you don't like working out, you can take walks or do something fun like bike riding or roller skating or moving along with yoga videos or have a solo dance party. Anything that involves moving your body will help you heal. Work with your feelings, okay? Work with your feelings.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight Below Zero by Friday.
was over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line, when they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live, on a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back, 'cause when September comes around,
September's on Monday,
and the leaves are falling down.
Ladies and gentlemen, September is on Sunday, so when September comes around, right? Please be sober, please be sober, please be sober.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero by Friday!
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live, on a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back, 'cause when September comes around, take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope. 'Cause all that Don Julio tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live, on a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back, 'cause when September comes
financial inclusion look like in Namibia and Africa at large? Tune into Financially Included, Where Money Meets Access, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. live on Eagle FM to hear about the different opportunities, services, and methods that foster financial inclusion in the country and the continent at large. Financially Included, Where Money Meets Access, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Lelo, Kamba, Benababa, Lelo, Kamba, Osada, Naula, Bena nipati lelo Bena chalila lelo Bena nguwafa lelo Osa danga ula
Uwani mana pikao Leka wakambe niwe fire Uza zipaya osa leka Try again, try again Uwani mana pikao Leka wakambe niwe fire Uza zipaya osa leka Try again, try again You all in bana pipa, leka bakambe ndiwe fire.
Osa si paya osa leka, try again, try again. You all in bana pipa, leka bakambe ndiwe fire. Osa si paya osa leka, try again, try again. Get up, get up, get up when you fall.
Dark times, how your love always still shines. Yeah. All the battles you fight for me, that's why I will always be grateful for you.
You are my key, mimba iyo sunga, kosa taya panja. Skulu na yo, nipo ya kupesha mazako. Atiba kukwila chikolola Kulipe kwe uzayenka Jiwe chabe chizeke Osa wala mami Atindiwe chabe ule Jiwe chabe salona Usa zile kelele Vela veni kamba Oh 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 oh
Oh oh oh oh
Oh oh
oh oh Oh
oh oh
oh
Lola
fana majimbusi abanye bazukushela kuthi omuhle kodwa yafana majens ayafana majimbusi ayafana bafiki yoma yoma
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a wonderful toch Saturday afternoon. So how are we going to survive this, right? So one of the things that we should do to somehow heal from the trauma, to somehow get better from the trauma that we have endured, right, is practice self-care. Self-care reduces stress. Now, I know when we talk about self-care, all of us are thinking about like, oh my goodness, we should go to spas and go swim and go to saunas and. But self-care is not just about that. It's literally just caring about yourself. So if you care about yourself, you'll care about your personal hygiene. If you care about yourself, you'll care about your mental well-being. If you care about yourself, you care about what you know, what you don't know, and you'd read and do a little bit of research here and there about what you are going through. So equally important is feeling good when you are practicing self-care. So practice self-care through your healing journey by regularly taking action to do things that make you feel good and loved. And also not just loved, but loving yourself. Self-care acts, can be simple and free and might be as mundane as taking a bath. Please guys, bath. Winter is over. Please bath. What matters is that you set time aside to care for yourself and you do things that make you feel loved, appreciated, and seen. Here are some simple exercises of self-care practices that might help you deal with the trauma. 1. Practicing sleep hygiene. Now, sleep hygiene, ladies and gentlemen, is something that I like. It's very rare. I don't see a lot of people that practice sleep hygiene. Now, maybe it's because we don't know what it is, or it just has a different name. Sleep hygiene is basically making sure that the environment in which you are sleeping in is clean. So it is clean bed sheets. It's a clean body. It is a clean mind. It's clean hair. It's a clean room. It's clean curtains and it is clean underwear. And so that you can sleep now in your clean sheets with clean feet, with clean underwear, with clean skin, with clean face, with clean hair. What's that? Yeah, in a clean room. And then 2 is daily exercise. Daily exercise is just a matter of moving your body, consecutively for a set amount period of time. For example, if you're talking about setting aside 20 minutes, you can set aside that 20 minutes and you can dance for those 20 minutes straight. And then that is daily exercise. And belly breathing. All right, breathing from your stomach and grounding exercises. Grounding exercises are exercises such as yoga, deep meditation, things of that nature. Those are grounding exercises to make you feel more grounded, to make you feel more solid. And also what I figured to be a grounding exercise for me is working in the sand. So, plants, working in the sand and just de-rooting and rooting and planting and cleaning off and cutting and snipping, that whole garden process for me, I find it to be a grounding, exercise. And then number five is journaling. You have to write down the things that you are feeling. Today I'm feeling what? Today I'm feeling what? And the thing I know about journaling is that my deepest fear is for somebody to stumble upon my thoughts and read them, especially if you don't even know in which context it is. And imagine I wrote something about my feelings towards you like maybe 3 months ago, and now we are in a good space. You'd stumble upon my journal and then you read it and then you want to rehash that experience for me. Like, those are part of my biggest fears. I think it's because I used to journal like consecutively. I used to write. I think the first book that I wrote in my whole entire life was when I was 18. I couldn't publish the book, and I think I even lost it on the other laptop or something. But I wrote a lot about the truth, and the truth was not appreciated. It was not appreciated, and that is somehow why I stepped away from journaling, because of the fear of somebody finding my thoughts and then crucifying me for the thoughts that I do have or for the experiences that I do have. Because there we write most, I hate my mother, and I just wish who would die. And you know, we write those things, and then it's like, ah, no, you're not supposed to say that, and you're not supposed to think that, you're not supposed to write that, you're not supposed to what. And it is an outlet, you know. A journal is an outlet where you can just let out your things and let it be. But it's not seen like that, especially amongst black communities. And then the next one is eating a balanced diet. Eating a balanced diet is just trying to make sure that you get your protein, you get your fats, you get your vegetables, you get your fruits, you get everything that you need from all the elements of foods or food groups that there is. And you make sure that it is in moderate portions and it's good for you. And then the next one is hydration. Keep hydrated. Drink as much water as you can. And I know that we all say that there's liquid, there's water in all the drinks, so we might as well drink other things, and then it can substitute. The problem is that most of the things that we drink actually suck out all the juices out of us more than it actually gives in. So we don't stay hydrated, we become dehydrated, especially there by the alcohol. Okay. And connect with others. Connect with others is try and make friends or have conversations with other people apart from yourself or family members, and try and have relationships with them of some sort. Like, hi, how are you? How have you been? You know, and be intrigued. And then the next one is create art, art of any kind. Create art. If you're going to make a pot, you know, if you're going to make a blom pot for your what, then start molding your clay. Start doing that. Look for clay, or look for something that you can do with your hands and create art. If you're going to be painting, then paint. If you're going to be drawing, then draw. Even if it's just sketching, even if it's nothing at all, even if the picture looks like a nothing, just do it. Because it does, art has a tendency of bringing out your emotions. So if you're going to be singing, sing. I think that when we are going through traumatic experiences, right, or we have gone through traumatic experiences and we are now living with a trauma, I feel that, we can always find healing in many things. We just have to understand that, it's not something that's going to come overnight. So if you are one of those people that love to sing, then how about you make it a passion project where you find a song that really, really resonates with you, and you write down the words just like you did when you were in high school. And you learn the words and then you sing to it. And we live in a modern society where you can basically find the instrumental to any song on the internet. And how about you let the instrumental play and you sing to the instrumental and you pour your little heart out and you sing with your whole entire soul, your whole entire being, I can guarantee you that after that song, especially when you have mastered it, after that song, there's a whoa going to come from you. And that is when you know that you are on your way. You're on your way to healing. You're on your way to getting better. You're on your way to somehow becoming comfortable in your body again. And practice a hobby. Try finding a hobby, guys. If it is swimming, if it is walking the dog, if it's walking, or if it's walking for a hobby, not walking for exercise, but walking for a hobby, or you can even combine it, or walking the dog, or going to read, or archery. I think that, especially with people that have survived, violence, I think that it is essential for you to also just go to outlets that allow you to physically hurt something. I know it's not the ideal way, but we all heal differently. I think that, part of my healing journey and the reason that I'm better to some degree, you know, I'm better to some degree. I'm not 100%, but I'm far better than what I've been, and I'm still working on becoming better. And as you heal some, then you gain new ones. So the pot is never empty. I know that, for me, I needed physical. So there was a point in my life where I was just so overwhelmed and I was so traumatized, Shem. And I decided that I'm going to take up a Muay Thai class. And I took that Muay Thai class very seriously, my dear. Every day, 5 o'clock, I'm there. And Muay Thai is the art of, it's fighting. It's almost like, boxing, kickboxing, karate kind of thing, but it's a blend. So first of all, the things that we're doing is just working our bodies off, like, woo, working our bodies off. And then we start with the punches and the punching bags and then the listening and the jumping and the ropes. And I think that for me, that it worked, you know. I did it for like a month and a half or 2 months there by Pedro's, studio. It's that side of Ferreira Garden. I think they still have the Muay Thai classes. They have the dojo there. So I allowed myself to let out. So there was a lot of punching that was happening, and Lord knows that me, I was not punching for whatever. And at some point the instructor even said that, my sister, if you are not going to be punching this punching bag, just imagine that somebody else is going to punch you, because you are taking long and you are punching like a sissy. Because the robber doesn't come saying that, oh, please give me your bag. They come aggressively. So you better fight back aggressively. Oh, we went all in it, because how? And that is basically how you find your balance when it comes to surviving trauma and surviving something that was so bad for you. I know that when we use the term trauma, it seems like it's a thing that has happened to us, right? And we don't really associate things like loss and grief and breakups as traumatic, right? Or emotionally abusive situations as traumatic, up until we are not coping, right? So I would like for us to understand that it is not necessarily what has happened that we can see and we can feel and we can touch, right? It is also the unspoken subtle things that have happened that have impacted you in a negative light, and you are trying to get past that. So trying to get past that is working on yourself, finding your reasons. I'm a firm believer in let's know the problem. I think that we can only figure anything out if we know what the problem is. So if you understand that your mood swings and your irregularities when it comes to who you are is a result of where you're coming from as an individual and your fears, right? Then start to identify them. You ask yourself, am I really angry? Or did something trigger me to take me back to a space where I didn't necessarily heal from that space, and I'm still just trying to survive with the knowing of I was in that space. So was I triggered, and I'm now reacting to the first ordeal instead of what is actually happening here? Because it could be something that smells the same, something that looks the same, something that sounds the same, something that's moving the same, but it's just not the same, and you are taking it from the perspective of it is exactly the same. And many of us do that, especially with loved ones, especially with people that are trying to change, that have done you wrong. For example, somebody cheats on you, and when they cheat on you, right, there were tactics that they used in the first go. There were tactics that they used, or they used to be chatting the whole time on Facebook until they are chatting to women and exchanging nudes and what, or men and exchanging nudes and all of that. And they used to disappear hours on end until they went to visit people and they went to sleep with the people, and they used to use your things or extort you, even exploit you, even take some of your money, and they go and entertain other people. Now, when the person has promise to change, and we are still trying, right? You are still in this situation and you are trying. Now, every single time that this person touches their phone, there's a knot within your stomach, because it takes you back. So everything is a trigger. Anything could be a trigger. And if we can identify that, no, I'm just feeling upset right now because I was triggered by the fact that this person was on their phone and smiling. And then it took me back to the time where they used to be on their phone and smiling. And then they were getting other people pregnant. You understand? So it's understanding what is happening to you. I'm not saying rush into changing what is happening to you or your emotion. I'm saying recognize it, because when you recognize it, you can also learn how to step back and watch things unfold and let them be. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot control other people. We even struggle with controlling ourselves. Sometimes we do things that are out of the ordinary for ourselves even. So let us not be people police. Let us not be the police for the people. Let us not be investigators. Let us not be journalists. Let us not be, right, meddling into their things, trying to prevent them from doing what they want to do. Human beings will do what they want to do, when they want to do what they want to do, and not do what they want to do, not do what they should do because they don't want to do it. It is not your job to make somebody want to treat you better. It is not your job to make somebody want to respect you, want to cherish you, want to appreciate you, want to love you. It is your job to live within your true authentic self. And if this is not going to change, and it shows that it's not going to change, it is your responsibility. It is your authoritative right to let things go that no longer serve you, that no longer, right, plays an impactful role in your life. We must learn to let things go, even if we've been in the mess for such a long time. Sometimes, right, we cherish time more than we cherish ourselves. So sometimes you stay in something because it has been such a long time since you were in it. But the truth is that in this time that you have been in it, did it not make you half the person you used to be? Did it not take more from you than it ever gave? Find your purpose, find your balance, find your truths, find your voice. Ladies and gentlemen, you only get one life to live. And if you waste it away by being in places that no longer fit you, and sitting in corners that no longer fit you, and sitting in halls that no longer sit you, and relationships and friendships and workplaces and whatever you can think of that no longer serve you, then you are doing yourself an injustice to the greatest sin. Ladies and gentlemen, you must learn that you are worth taking care of. You can take care of you. Even if nobody is taking care of you also, you can take care of you. You are still here, so you can take care of you. So, it is, it is selfish of us to ask people to validate our emotions, because then that is too much power that we give them. For me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. Put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I'll let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. 5 minute peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day, you give me purpose. In every way, oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know. This is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just, like, try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These are the cards that you were given, so you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
We're whispering in circles again. We're using different words, same meanings. You ask me if this love is worth the end. Ooh, you know that I've been broken before. I know that you could break me more. My instinct is to run before my heart is torn. Try to hold my defenses and hide behind my walls. But when I hold on to you, I can't help but let them fall. So I let you hold on to my heart. No, I won't run away. Even if you tear me apart, you know that I will always stay. Cause it's better to try and love too hard than to always be stuck in the start. So I throw the scars. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Throw the scars.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the
I.